Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of June 2018, and this is the 814th Mol Out Loud podcast. I'm just heading for the post office to get some new batteries. I use a wireless keyboard with my iPad for all my writing, and I'm rather hoping it's not my keyboard that is the problem, but I've just tried out two lots of batteries and neither of them are working, and the last lot diminished incredibly quickly. So either something else is trying to connect with my keyboard and is gobbling up the power, or there's something wrong with the keyboard. So I'm just about to go to the post office to get one new lot of batteries, and if they don't work, I think I'm going to have to go into town and see if I can find a new keyboard. I hope I don't have to order it in, because it completely stops my writing. And tonight is the writer's cave, so we'll see how that transpires. I really don't like it when I'm let down by technology like that, but let us see. Well, so far so good. The new batteries appear to be working. I just hope they don't run out as quickly as the last ones, and that they last me through tonight. I'm now on my way into the city. I'm taking the shorter route. It's nippy and it's dusk. I think it looks as if there's a clear sky tonight, and I'm really hoping that tomorrow's a clear, crisp morning, because I think it's about time I went and did a good long walk on Loch Lofty, what with going to the north of the island last week, and needing to squish other things up to accommodate that. I think I only went up once, or at the most twice last week, so definitely a good walk coming up, and tomorrow really looks like the day to do it. I feel a bit dissociated from my writing at the moment. Just when I say at the moment, I really mean just the last couple of days. And I think I just really allowed the keyboard difficulty to take over my brain. Getting into that mode of thinking that obstructions are going to be put in the way of something I'm endeavouring to do, and being quite sort of fatalistic about it, even almost contriving for that to happen. I think it's sort of called catastrophizing something that isn't really very difficult to do something about, but just gets in the way of a smooth path. It's really amazing how how different I feel when this weather is like this. Not the catastrophizing side of me, but I always feel when it's this cold, I have a sense of expectation of not expectation of anticipation that anything could happen, and it enlivens me. And just where I'm walking at the moment, it was this time last week that anything did just happen when I bumped into this friend, this fellow writer, in the dark. I must have been running late because it's not dark. It's not as dark this time. But it got dark. It was dark because I didn't see her and until I was right next to her. And this time I definitely can. But given another 15 minutes, I probably couldn't.
Hi.
I'm armed with a good slab of chocolate. If we have as many people as last time, we'll need it. I'm just not talking all the time because I'm musing a bit about how there seems to be a side story happening in my life at the moment that is my travelling to Europe. And somehow, as soon as that starts happening, I'm no longer quite here. And it's reminding me of the quite extended length of time when I was very much living in two places, in the latter years of my parents' lives. I was very conscious of them being in Europe and me being here, and particularly after my dad died and my mother was on her own, needing to be aware of where she was and trying to help her manage her life from a distance. And so I was kind of more aware, really, of what needed to happen in her life than needed to happen in mine. So I think there's part of me when thinking about this parallel planning that I'm doing is also triggering some of those memories of those quite difficult years. And although I'm really looking forward, increasingly looking forward to going back, there's a tinge of sadness, and there's this odd parallel life thing which I haven't experienced for the last definitely for the last year and a half, and for a bit longer, but I'm at an intersection. And I'll just wait a little bit. Let's close the door. Yep, I can. And So yes, I felt more grounded, more in Tasmania since my grandson has been born. And much less of that parallel life. So for a while after they died, I've felt as if that parallel life was a bit of a loss, in many different ways, of place and of family. But and the family aspect of it kind of solidified on this side of the world. I do hope this isn't going to be so noisy you can't... it's just running across the road before I get run over. Isn't going to stop you from being able to hear me. Anyway, a strange little parallel life happening for me at the moment. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that that you also had a good weekend. I'm sorry about the podcast that never quite got to its end properly on Saturday or Sunday, and then usurped the place of the Monday podcast. I hope I'm back on track now, although I'm not quite sure how I'm going to upload this. It might be a bit late, never mind. I hope that you've been able to be engaged with whatever you're working on, that silly technicalities haven't thrown you out, that you've been able to sniff the air, feel the breeze, feel the warmth or the cool, and take some joy in your environment. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.